27 p.m.
That is not the correct time. And I really gotta wonder, do you have the correct time? Because right now, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. 1930, which is now. Did you manage to tune in at the right time? Yes, because it's 1930, but it's a different time where you live now, isn't it? Because of the whole, oh, we have to adjust the clock thing that we'll get into in just a minute. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And the first thing we need to do today is to go directly to the numbers, because everybody loves numbers, lady. Hey, numbers, lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 224, number 232, number 395, number 436, number 597, number 775, number 886. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome, numbers lady. But boy, that transmission today was not of the best quality. Are there some atmospheric things going on? Maybe. I'm drinking tea. And I'm listening to my cat. Can you hear that? My cat will not stop yanging. So we gotta go out and see what this kitty is yanging about. And maybe, obviously, do some kitty business. So we open the door. Oh, here's a kitty right here. Hello, Peppa. Oh, and what does she do? She runs upstairs. Hi, what are you doing up there? I already gave you fresh kitty water. Meow, you can rub your face on that guitar case all day. Oh, yes, my cat is poning. Now I got a problem here. Come on. My cat is poning my baritone guitar, or at least the baritone guitar case. The guitar is in the case, but does she actually know that? Is she poning my guitar or just the case? Nobody seems to know. Okay, so let's sit down here. Hi, yes, you're a good kitty. Yeah, okay, come on, get on the banky. All right, the cat has no patience today. Yeah, the blanket's not quite ready, but we don't care. We're going to get on it anyway because kitty business must be transacted. Okay, how's that? Do you feel better now? Are you having less kitty anxiety? Or should I say yang-xiety? Because you were yanging it up. This kitty was saying, yang, 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 you better come out of the room. Yang, 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 yang. Yeah, that's you. That's you. You're yang baby. You are yang baby. What do you smell? Oh, do you smell the jasmine? Yeah, you do. We gotta pour some more tea. All right, so, today is, it's clock day. Today is the day where you are supposed to reset your local clock, if that's a tradition in your locality. Obviously, Dubious Goals Committee is heard around the world on 7 different continents. Well, probably not Antarctica, but then again, I don't know. There could be some guys down there on that, you know, ice station. What's that big station down there called that I can't remember right now? They could be listening going, hey, don't forget about us, dude. We're drinking tea down here in Antarctica, too. So, yeah, Dubious Goals Committee is heard all over the world and in many different time zones and at many different times, local times. Obviously, it's, you know, always 1930 UTC, but your local time may vary, and some locations in the world have changed their clocks. They have adjusted their clocks for something that we like to call daylight saving time sometimes known as daylight savings time, sometimes known as daylight's saving time, sometimes known as daylight saving times, sometimes known as daylight's savings time, and sometimes also known, last but not least, daylight's savings times. So, if you're listening right now, congratulations. You figured it out. You managed to figure out how a clock works. Congratulations. Oh, you want to smell it? Here, Pippa. Pippa is very curious about the tea today because it smells so weird. So anyway, like I say, if you are managing to listen to this show today live, well, congratulations. If you're listening from the archive, that's okay. At least you're listening. And I'm sorry you missed the awesome liveness of today's DST DGC. Right, so what are we doing today? Well, I'm sitting here on the floor. I'm between football games. I've got football to watch, but the next game isn't on for another 35 or 37 minutes or something like that. So I'm sitting here in front of my TV with my cat. Cat's on the blanket. Yeah, look at you. She's just standing there, very curious about the tea because she can smell it. Oh, and she's leaving? So we're not doing kitty business then? Apparently we're not doing any kitty business right now. So yay, this means I can just sit here and drink some more tea. Oh yeah. I was talking about this yesterday. I was threatening this yesterday. 2 days ago, I was at the big egg roll and tempura party with basmati rice. And, oh, I was drinking my good jasmine. I have this good jasmine tea from Fushan. And this is Ba Ding. This is the varietal of tea known as Ba Ding. Why did I say that? It's not whatever I said. It's Da Bai. This is Da Bai tea. This is a varietal. This is a plant that they make white tea out of. But this is not white tea. This is Da Bai that has been picked in the summer. This is a summer flush. Now, being as it was in the summer, it's not that good. Summer is the slow growth period. You know, it gets warm, it gets hot. The metabolism of the plants, of the tea plants, slows down. They don't grow as fast. And so this tea tends to not be as good. You know, when you're drinking white tea, you want very early spring tea. And if you can't afford that, then you want late spring tea. Anything after that, forget it. So when you pick this tea late, you know, you get these buds and these leaves that they're not very flavorful. They're not all that great as they stand. So what they do is they pick these buds in like the beginning or first week of July or whatever. And then to get flavor out of them, they abuse the crap out of them. This tea gets rolled. And it is rolled in a roller, in a rolling machine, a tea rolling machine. And, you know, then they do other stuff to it. And then they sun dry it with jasmine flowers. And so now you get this jasmine tea. It's nice and jasmine-y. It's got this really great flavor. It's like, I don't want to say nutty, except it is nutty. Except it's more like filberts. It's more like hazelnuts than it is like walnuts, if you know the difference there. And it's good. It's good. It's got a good viscosity. It's kind of creamy without being greasy, really. And good jasmine. Good jasmine-y flavor. Good jasmine-y nose notes. Oh, yeah, and there's something else to it. It's just a good tea all around. This is probably the most expensive tea I have. I was trying to remember what I paid for this, and I think it was about, for some reason I want to say $20 for 100 grams, but I might have paid up to 30, and this was some time ago. If you were to walk into a store and buy this, you'd probably be paying $30 for 100 grams, maybe 150 grams. So, you know, this is kind of decent tea. It's not the best stuff in the world, but it's probably the best stuff that I own. The best jasmine tea that I own. Yeah, this is pretty good. I haven't had this in such a long time that I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying this today. I was going to drink some of this yesterday, but I'd already started drinking all of my mold tea, and so I thought, and this was late last night. This is at like 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, getting close to 3 a.m. I think, okay, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to make some of that jasmine tea, and I'm going to drink that first thing. Oh, yeah, that's good. And so then I went to sleep with, like, tea anxiety. Wait, let's see if we can mic this pour. I'm going to pour some tea. I'm using my good carafe and my awesome little tasting cups here. That was the tea pour. 30 milliliters. Oh, man. It's just crazy good. It makes no sense. Oh, it's so delicious. It's so delicious. All right, so where did the card go? Oh, it's over here. How did it get over there? And we'll put this right here so I don't forget. Oh, so what am I doing today? Well, I don't know. It's a weird day. It's warm again. It's like 50 degrees right now, and it might get a little bit warmer, but I think it snowed overnight. There's actually snow in my backyard, and there's a wet spot on my deck where it looks like there was snow, but the sun melted it. The only snow remaining in my yard, just a light dusting, is in the shade of my backyard. So it must have snowed last night at some point, which kind of explains my sinuses today. I do have some weird sinus pressure because the barometric pressure changed, which is being greatly helped by this awesome tea that I'm drinking. Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's so good. But I don't feel like going outside today because I think I hurt myself. I'm not sure when this happened, but I started noticing it last night. I did something to my ankle, my right ankle. I think I just sort of overstretched my Achilles tendon a little bit. And last night I was walking around and I was sore, and I'm like, man, I hope this isn't actually an injury or anything. And I went to bed thinking that, okay, maybe it'll be gone when I wake up. Maybe sleeping will cure me, which often happens. But no, I woke up this morning and it is a little bit weird. And I don't like it. Is this going to prevent me from walking? I don't know. Maybe we should drink some more tea. So I woke up this morning. Actually, I kind of woke up like three times. I went to bed at just before 3 a.m. And I was laying here, and what was I sort of half watching in my sleep? I can't remember, and it doesn't matter. So here I am sleeping, and then I wake up, and I woke up, and I thought, oh yes, now I can make that tea. Now I can make some jasmine tea. And I rolled over and looked at the clock, and it was like 4:25. I'd been asleep for almost an hour and a half. Oh, how depressing. So I thought, oh no, I don't get to make that tea right now. I have to wait. So I went back to sleep. And then I woke up again at about 8:30. And I thought, awesome, I can get up and make that tea now. Then I rolled over and looked at the clock and realized, no, it's still only 8:30. Damn it. So I went back to sleep for another 2 hours. I woke up and I said, God damn it, I'm making the tea now. And I rolled over and I looked at the clock. And it agreed with me. It said, yes, you may go make your tea now. So I went upstairs, made tea, and I ate two waffles. And then I started drinking tea. Because I love drinking tea. I love drinking tea. But now we need to address the elephant in the room, which is this thing that I'm watching on TV. And what am I watching as I wait for my football game to come on? Oh, I'm watching some, you know, some typical battle between Belgians and the Dutch, Netherlanders. Look, it's typical. So what could this possibly be? I'm watching sports, I should mention. This is not, you know, combat. And what sport are the Belgians and the Dutch always at each other's throats with? That's right, velodrome. Punch it in.
All right. Germany, the home favorite and the defending champions.
I don't know what this is. I'm not sure what exactly it is I'm watching. Velodrome racing, there's, geez, four teams, I think, on the track right now with four guys each. We got a lot of guys racing around on this wooden track. 16 guys, 20 guys, I don't know. We got the British, we got the Kiwis, we got the Dutch, we got the Belgians. Who else is racing? I don't recognize those colors. Oh, obviously, there's some German guys. And who else? Who's this? Who's this right here? I don't know. Five laps to go.
Belgium and New Zealand. Well, the Danes, I think, have finally realized that they don't need to challenge now.
I don't know what this race is, but it's awesome.
Looking highly unlikely.
This isn't sprint chase. This is some big group thing where they're grabbing their teammates and they're slingshotting them forward. And there's little sprints.
They make the change. Netherlands coming around the outside. They got New Zealand on the wheel and Belgium as well.
There we got the French
involved. 27 points each. Belgium have 23.
Oh, that's Austria. Oh, we got some Poland in there too.
The seats here, willing Germany on for this final sprint. But as long as France on the front, they might deny Germany a medal position here. The Netherlands are on the wheel of the German team and New Zealand and Belgium just behind. One lap to go. France still on the front. Germany making every effort they can to get the win in the final sprint. And the 10 points will go with it. That'll take Germany up to 32 points. Potentially could roll them into a silver medal position. But France still on the front. Here come Netherlands on the outside. Oh, Germany may just have got that one in the middle.
Well, wow.
That
was four guys at the line battling it out.
Germany have got 10 points.
And it looks like it's going to go to Germany. Ah, come on, Belgium. Don't let those German clowns show you up again. Anyway, so let's pour some more tea. Yeah, drinking little cups of tea because it keeps the tea nice and hot, and I like to sip it like this. Oh, it's good. Oh man, this is crazy. This is so good. Here's the photo finish at the line. Yeah, it was Germany by about 20 centimeters there. Norway did pretty good though. Oh, this tea is unbelievable. Oh, I'm going to do my new trick. Okay, this is called balancing the teacup on my knee as I fill it up. This is the outside of the right knee trick, which is different than the inside of the left knee trick. There's a successful pour. Now I just need to be able to get the drip off and then put the carafe down, hit the button, grab the cup, and we're good. Yay, you missed my awesome trick. Oh, well, I think I described it as well as I could. Okay, so topic number two on today's agenda. Last night, as I was sitting here, right here, I can't remember what happened, but I looked over here in this little pile of, you know, dice accoutrements and stuff. Did I mention that I found a Chuck-a-Luck cage? We're not going to get into that. It was like $60. wire basket with three, like, 25-millimeter diameter ball corner dice in it. They were junk. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I was sitting here, and I was noticing that this pile of dice accoutrements that's sitting right here was a little bit messed up, like the cat must have been tugging at the strings of some of these dice bags or something, because some of this stuff was flopped over and weird. And that's when I noticed this little index card. This little index card right here. And it's got some writing on it with a fine tip Sharpie. So, yep, this is me, because I love to write on index cards with Sharpies. But the problem is, then I put these index cards down and they don't get all kept in one place, so I lose them or I can't find them for a while and blah, blah, blah. And I haven't seen this one in a couple of years, and so it has popped back into my life. Recently, I've started using notebooks to keep all of this stuff together, all my bizarre random notes. But before I kept these notebooks, I was using index cards, and here is one. There's something interesting on this index card. Let's drink this tea, though. Oh, God damn. It's so good that I can't stop drinking it. Am I going to be drinking this all day? It might happen. I'm going to kill off this first liter and a half. And then we're going to go crazy after that. Man, look at the color of this, too. It's just amazing. Oh, yeah. So good. All right. So anyway, on this index card, there is a list of what would appear to be like some kind of poker rankings. It's just the letters. QKA, AAA, KKK, QQQ, JJJ, 10-10-10, 9-9-9, ANN, KNN. It goes on and on and on. At the top of this index card is a very cryptic, and I think I might have figured this out, a very cryptic sort of not quite coded so much as extremely abbreviated portmanteau of syllables, of phonemes. And let me just describe. There's the letters P-O-K, then a dot, then an R, then a dot, then a C, then a dot, and then the letters L-O. Then the word rank. And then below it, N-N equals pair. So it says POC, R, C, low, rank. Oh, I think I know what that means. I think it means poker C-low rankings, hand rankings. And then I started thinking, oh yeah, I invented a new dice game. Of course, I'm always inventing new dice games. And this game, I should think of a good name for it. But basically what it is, it's the game C-Lo, sometimes known as 4-5-6, sometimes known as, oh, there's a good Chinese name for it. I forget what it is. It's basically like Street Sicbo. But anyway, C-Lo is a game played with three ordinary six-sided dice, 3d6. And it's fun to play. And yeah. Don't know what to tell you. But one day I was thinking, this is awesome tea. Oh, wait, I'm thinking that almost every day. One day I was thinking that, you know, if you had some poker dice, you could create a variation of C-Lo. And that's what I have done. And this card is just a list of the hand rankings. So the best hand you can get is, I don't know, I guess you could call it the Royal Straight, a three dice Royal Straight, which is, you know, Ace, King, Queen, or Queen, King, Ace, doesn't matter. That's the highest. You roll that, you automatically win. Unless you're playing, you know, draws or ties count, then somebody else could try to roll that. Anyway, and then the hands in order then are three of a kind, aces, kings, queens, jacks, tens, nines. And then below that, ace and any pair, then king, any pair, queen, any pair, jack, any pair, 10, any pair, 9, any pair, and then 9, 10, jack. The lowest possible hand is 9, 10, jack. The lowest straight possible. Now, this is the weird thing about C-Lo, and that because you get weird regional variation rules, and I don't want to go into the details here, but when we get down to the single card things, the pair that you have doesn't matter. So, like, if I roll ace 9-9 and you roll ace 10-10, we both have ace and a pair. The 10-10 isn't really any higher than the 9-9. The pairs are just qualifiers. They don't actually count for value. Although, if you're playing local variations, you could change that. There's also a local variation in CeeLo where it's the pair that counts and not the odd die, which is weird. And I've never heard of anybody playing this. I've only ever read about this, but those are your ranked hands. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Anything else you roll results in a reroll. So if you roll like, ace, queen, 9, or King Jack 10. If you get that, then you need to roll over again. It's basically whoever gets the highest. Basically, you have a player playing the bank. He rolls, and then everybody tries to beat the banker's roll. So yeah, you heard it here first. Another exclusive Dubious Goals Committee dice game. Oh, this tea is stupid good. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to switch to my black tea. So we're going for it again. The outside of the right knee trick, balancing my cup on my knee. And you might think, though, this isn't impressive. Well, it is, because the base of this cup is less than an inch in diameter. It's about 20 millimeters in diameter, the foot of this cup. It's a tiny, tiny cup. Here comes the pour. The pour is good. Oh, the pour is high, though. I put in a little bit too much. I'm getting nervous. I'm starting to shake. The carafe goes down, hands on the cup, and I'm good. Yeah. I'm an amazing melon farmer. On the back of this index card is some bizarre notes to myself that I think was going to be a story or something. And then upside down is another ranking of dice hands. And this is for a similar game, CeeLo style, three dice game, 3d6 dice, but one of the faces is skull and crossbones. And I'm going to call this game something like Dice Assassin or whatever. And it's basically the same kind of thing, except now the pairs are good and qualify for rank, but do not signify the oddball die. And there are no straights. And so the ranking is, you know, 3 skulls, 3 6, 3 5, 3 4, 3 3, 3 2, then skull, oddball, and it's that oddball die that then becomes the assassin, and then pair skull, pair 6, pair 5, pair 4, pair 3, pair 2. And I was thinking, okay, then we'll have some kind of rule where if you roll the two skulls and then the assassin number, then you can't get a pair of that and you die and you lose a point or whatever. Lots of interesting ideas for dice games around here, but I'm wondering, do I have 3 skull and crossbones dice? I know I have a pair, but I don't know if I don't know, maybe somewhere. You've been listening to the Dubious Jasmine Tea Drinking Dice Throwing Committee while we watch Velodrome Bicycle Racing, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I'm out of time. My name is Tobe. I gotta go and drink some tea.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.